So many of you called into the program, you wrote into the program as well over the past few weeks, telling us you were in the midst of moving house when lockdown disrupted your plans. So I'm going to ask you not just to listen to this interview, but also to send us your messages, you know, your questions, any questions you may have in regard to this issue. And you're welcome to call us as well if you'd like to have a chat with our guest. Now, you wanted to know if there was any possible way to effect a move from one house to another during the lockdown, including to get a permit from the police station to do so. And last week, we had a lawyer on the program telling us that it simply would not be possible. But that's literally changed overnight. Yesterday, the government introduced new rules. They now allow people to move from one abode to another, but it's on condition that it's done within a specific window period. Lawyer Tanya Kun joins us now to speak to us. Tanya from Tanya Kun Attorneys and Conveyances. Tanya, good afternoon to you. Good to have you on the program today. I think this change will bring a huge relief to many, but who does it specifically apply to?
Hello, Joanne, and hello to the listeners, and thank you for having me. So these new amendments, the revised amendments, they apply to any person that's had a new lease agreement signed, entered into either before or during the lockdown period, or anybody that whose property was transferred prior to the lockdown period. So it gives relief to these people. They still need to get a permit, though. And this permit they must obtain from a station commander or a person designated by him or her at the police station, subject to certain requirements.
All right. Let's get into a bit of detail about what the permit should contain. What information needs to be in there?
All right. Firstly, I must just clarify that this is for relocation, whereas the previous regulations allowed somebody to go back home, go back to where they came from, whether it was their place of residence or where they worked. And this is for them to physically relocate. So what they need to take with them when they go to the station commander at the police station, they need to take with them a copy of the old lease agreement and also the new lease agreement. In the instance where they have sold their property and it was transferred and registered prior to lockdown, they would have to take with them either a letter from their attorney or a copy of the deed of change of ownership.
All right. So it's really important. There's quite a lot of documentation that actually goes with this permit. And now does this automatically mean, Tanya, that the removal companies are being allowed to work?
Yes, unfortunately, the regulations are not clear on that. There's definitely, and I must refer back to the numerous changes that's been taking place, for instance, with the movement of children. You will know that it changed three times. Government is under severe pressure to try and, make new regulations. And unfortunately, they don't always have the time to think it through properly, and therefore sometimes something is left behind. And in this instance, if you read the regulations, unfortunately, it does not specify that removal companies are allowed to operate. What in fact it does say is that if you make use of public or private transport, they must adhere to the relevant directions. I believe that these regulations will have to be amended. And I say that also because, say for argument's sake, you have sold your property and in your agreement of sale, you've agreed that you will take occupation on, say, the 1st of May. But because of the lockdown, your property couldn't register in the deeds office. It means that those people cannot relocate. But if you look at Form 1 of the permit, which is attached to the regulations, it specifies that if you produce proof of purchase of residence and occupation date, you will be granted a permit. So clearly, these regulations will have to be amended.
Right, because of course it's not very practical, particularly if you have large pieces of furniture to move, having to move those yourself.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes, correct.
Right.
Correct.
Can this move occur even across provinces, Tanya?
Yes, it can. There's a window period between 7 May and 7 June, and yes, it can across provinces as well as districts and municipalities, yes.
All right. Tanya, thank you very much for speaking to us this afternoon, filling us in on all the details. As Tanya tells us, slight, tweaking of the law is perhaps required because there are a couple of things that seem to have been omitted in thinking through this process of allowing people to move from one house to another right now. But what we do know is that you will have to get a permit and all the documentation that Tanya mentioned before you attempt to do this. You can do it across provinces, but it's got to be done by the 7th of June. And it applies to a specific group of people, essentially, who would have had their documentation in place for a move to take place before lockdown.